Let us bow our heads. Almighty and gracious God, we come again in the name of our Lord and Savior to acknowledge thee that thou art God, and besides thee there is no other. Come to let you know we thank you for being so good and kind and so merciful. Thank you for this gathering, and bless every soul you have sent this way. Don't let a soul leave except it's been blessed in the blessing that you know it stands in the need of. And you know, Heavenly Father, we rely and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, knowing that we can't do nothing without you. Let us say what you want us to say. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and you got all praises. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask these blessings. Amen. To our preaching brethren and to all of God's children, again, it's so grateful to come and share the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Before I begin, I want to ask who will be at revival one night at least. Raise your hand. One night. Just give me one night. I won't see more hands than that. Hold them up high. Hold them up. Hold them up. I want to see who's coming. Let me hold them up. Don't raise your hand. Raise your heart. May God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. May God bless you. It's a powerful scripture in Philippians, the 4th chapter of Philippians. A powerful scripture. Philippians 4 and 13. Powerful scripture. Powerful. Brother Cooper, he just quoted that scripture. I can do all things through Christ with strength. Let's tell the devil now. I can do all things through Christ. Let's tell the devil again. I can do all things through Christ with strength in me. Just for a few moments, we're going to use a thought, bragging on Jesus. Bragging on Jesus. Bragging is danger. When you're not bragging on Jesus, bragging is danger. That's one of the most dangerous things a person can do, especially a child of God. It's danger to brag on yourself. Danger to say what I'm going to do, what I can do. It's danger. You've got to be very careful. Got to be very careful. Because number one, you can't and I can't do nothing on our own. We can't do nothing on our own. You. So when we brag, we tempting God and don't realize we are tempting God when we brag. To be in the safety zone, to be in the safety zone is to always say, if it's God's will, that's the safety zone. The old folk, we don't let it. But the old folk always say, if it's God's will, I'll do this and that. I can see my old mother right now talking to another mother, another sister. You always know, I'll see you tomorrow. We'll get these things straightened out one day. I guarantee you, we're going to get these things straightened out one day. Oh, that much. It's, they used to say, I see you tomorrow if it's God's will. I see you tomorrow if it's God's will. But we don't do that now. We don't do that now. But young folks, it's danger. Anytime that we can boast about what we can do and what I'm planning on doing without putting God first, well, you in danger territory. Can't but one somebody, listen to that just good, can't but one somebody brag and get away with it. And that's God. One somebody. You've got to be very careful how you use I. Me and mine. You've got to be very careful. Because those words will get you in trouble. Can't nobody bag or bragging but the Lord. And this is all Paul is doing here. Paul just bragging on Christ. The devil got to bragging one day and God kicked him out of heaven. He got to saying, what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do that. He said, I five times too many. And God kicked him out of heaven. So bragging is danger. And if you don't watch yourself, the devil starts you bragging on yourself. He'll start you to getting lifted up a little bit and make you feel like that you can do it on your own. You can't do it on your own. I don't care how well you think you can do it, you can't do it on your own. I'm talking about a child of God now. He's got to be very careful. Jesus said, whom I love, I chase them, you see. So a child of God got to be careful. I don't care how much you don't went to school with it and practice, how much you don't took time with it, you still got to have Jesus. So never brag on yourself. Brag on Jesus. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. My favorite scripture. I love this scripture. Because I find out that it's not you. I find out it's the God that works through you. You don't know your potential until you give your life to the Lord. Man don't know his potential. He don't know what in it. See, that's what, see, you get to thinking, I just can't. But you don't know what back there. See, it's God the one got to bring it out of you. And you looking at a milker when you see me. Amen. Whoever thought I'd be a preacher? Amen. See, God bring all that stuff out you. Lord have mercy. Potential belongs to the Lord. See, and matter of fact, that's on most stuff he's going to bring out. In you, that's the most stuff in you. You don't even know that. But if you just turn it over to God, God will bring it out of you. In other words, you can't look at a little baby and say, what are you going to be? Can that right? You can't look at a child and get the branding in him. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times we don't brand a child. He always turn out different just about. But when he give his life to Jesus and let Jesus use him, he'll bring out the stuff in him that he never thought was there. So brag on Jesus. And this church at Philippi, they were going through a lot of persecution. A lot of persecution. A lot of persecution. When Paul was in Jerusalem, church over there needed help, and Paul in different places needed help, they send money to Paul and to help Paul out. You call this a blessed church. Church at Philippi. The church of Philadelphia in Revelation. That's the one going to be caught up. That's the church. One of the churches that Christ didn't have nothing against. Because they helped spread the gospel. And that means in that same Philippians, it said God shall supply all our needs according to his riches. We quote that all the time, don't we? But we don't even read all of it. Now, Paul was telling them, because you happened the gospel. Because of you helping folks who in need, God shall supply. But now if you ain't doing nothing, now He ain't supplying you nothing. We can quote it, but that's what it means, you see. Because I'm helping spreading the gospel. I'm helping the cause of Christ. God don't supply your needs according to His riches and His glory. They were going through a lot of persecution, and Paul kind of encouraged them. And Paul told them, now you can make it. If you just let God work through you. If you just let God have you, God can bring some out of you that you don't even know in you. And I'll find out that you have too that through Christ, not around Christ, not going by Christ, but through Christ, I can do all things. And I'm not bragging on Walker, and you're not bragging on yourself, but I'm bragging on Him. Through Him, I can do all things. In Christ is our strength. That's where your strength comes from. You see, you can't move your finger except God lets you move it. But a lot of folks don't realize that. Now, I'm going to say this. Everybody look at me. Wake up and look at me. You know, right now. Now watch this. Somebody got up this morning. God shook you early this morning. And you jumped up. And you ain't told God thank you yet. Somebody looking at me right now.
Well,
I ain't gonna tell you to raise your hand. I won't dare do that. But somebody looking at me right now. Now, wait a minute. I want you to think now. I like for folks to think. Do you realize that it was God that woke you this morning? I know you're used to jumping up. I know it. You know. I know you. You think it's an automatic thing, don't you? All you know, it's just an old routine. I'm getting up every morning. But a lot of folks laid down, you know, and were doing the same thing. And attempt to get up and couldn't even but move. Some have been doing it for 40 years. Some have been doing it for 30 years, 80 years. Then getting up every morning until one morning they couldn't even but move. Lord have mercy. And then you realize my strength come from God. He got all strength in Him. So ain't nothing you can do on your own. Ain't nothing we can do on our own. All our strength is in the Lord. His strength what makes us endure all things. His strength, not my strength, but His strength what makes us endure all things. I can do it through Him, but by myself I can't do nothing. All right. Now have it ever been a time that you had a circumstance? That you had a condition that you said you'll never make it?
Well,
y'all going to be doing good then. Y'all never went through nothing then, y'all. Y'all must be doing fine then. If y'all never had a condition that you... Have you ever... Let me go look for it then. Have you ever went through a brick wall that in life? And bam! And bounced back. And no way to get through that. Well, have you ever done that then? Yes.
Yeah,
all of us. All of us. All of us. But some way or another, you went to the Lord. And the Lord done something to that wall, and you went through that wall. And not only that, even your friends said you wasn't going to make it. They criticized you because the way you did it, I waited on the Lord. And the Lord renewed my strength. See, through Him. Always remember this. I don't care what your condition may be, what your problem may be. If you're a child of God, if you run into a solid wall and bounce back. Lord have mercy. Just stand there a while. Hallelujah. That means it's so good to be a Christian. Through Him, I can go through the wall. But on my own, I can't go through that wall. But if you stay there and wait on the Lord, it may be tomorrow, but you stay right there. It may be next week, stand right there. Because the devil always will make it get a little worse. If you stay there 3 weeks, you stay right there. If you stay there a month, it may be 6 months. Maybe you stay right there.
and wait on the Lord. And don't even be worried about it. Just wait on the Lord. He know you want to go through the door. You don't told him. Just wait right there. And one day your mind ain't even on it. Your mind ain't on. You get up one morning and start walking. What happened there? The wall fell out. Through him. Always give God the glory. Always give him the praise. When you give God the glory and the praise, God moves. That's what made God move, when you brag on him. But when you begin to brag on yourself, you're in trouble. You watch the Lord. Watch Peter. Them fishermen. Peter was a fisherman. A man that made his living out on the sea. Now, he don't been in stone. No been in stone. See, but God, that thing happened, let you know, I don't care how good you think you are at a thing, I'll let you get in a condition. You need me. You see, God sometimes put us in condition where you got to have me. See, a lot of times we just pass by, don't pay God a bit of attention. Hey, God, and keep that on walking. You know. But God sometimes will stop you to get your attention. Long as things ain't going well with us, we just pay God a bit of attention. But God sometimes, Lord have mercy, he be hollering for you, hey Mary, hey Jesus, hey Jimmy, hey Jesus, and go where I want to. But sometimes God will let something happen. I've been trying to get your attention for 30 years, I finally got it. I don't need you, Lord, but I'll let you know you need me. Sometimes that's right. The Holy Ghost come through the church. A lot of times we don't even pay Jesus a bit of attention. Sometimes Jesus, he got to get some of y'all attention. Oh, I don't need him. But after a while, he'll get your attention. I mean, he'll do it now. He'll do it. Let me tell you what happened. That means you better go and practice now. Let me tell you what God will do. You see, sometimes the Lord will. Well, let's just go on. And, you know, you think service so dry. Think it's so dry. You ain't hitting on nothing. You ain't paying no attention. I'm talking about children of God now. You want to clap your hands. You're so ashamed. Lord, you want to say hallelujah. You about to bust. But you just hold it right there. All right. See, God will let something happen in your life. But listen at me. He'll let you something happen in your life. And then here you go one Sunday. Hallelujah! 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 See, we know God done something to you. Yeah. See, he'll put things in your way. He's been trying to get your attention for 40 years, 30 years, 20 years, but you never paid him no attention. I can do all things through Christ. Watch Peter. Fisherman by trade, him and his brother. Been out on the sea many times, day and night. Storms gonna come up, lighting on flash. God, that thing happened, let us see something sometime. And here come a storm one day. And here, the water getting over in the ship. Ain't the first time the water got in the ship. But this time, the water got so boasty. Lightning and flashing. Thunder rolling. Water getting in the ship. Jesus was down there asleep. They've been controlling it. They exploit. They're professional. Why can't they control this one? See, sometimes God, you've been so good at things, you know, you get famous. It's just like sometimes we work in a mine or own some type of machine on our job. You know, when we first start on that job, maybe a little danger about it, we be so careful, boy. Well, we're going to be careful, boy. The boss man said, now you watch blah blah, you gonna check everything, boy. You check before you start. You know, blah blah blah. Be very careful now. Blah, cut the machine off every time you get through. Yes, sir. Blah blah blah. Boy, you know, yes, just be careful. You just started. Boy, for about a year, boy, you're getting good, you know. And Lord have mercy. Boy, 3 or 4 years. Oh, boy, you know, you're just gone. That's why I get your hand cut off. You know what I'm talking about. You're getting too good. I never forget it. I'll never forget. I was working at Lumberjack Packing House on a winning machine. And boy, I was just so careful when I first started. Boy, but when I got famous, You know, just ain't got the look, just couldn't, you know, just. After a while, that machine hit that finger, let him cut half of it off there. Red Cross there. Well, Lord have mercy. You get famous. God will let things happen to you. It's just like sometimes out of salvation, when you first get saved, you just love Jesus, talk to him all the time. But after a while, you don't need him no more. But Peter and him had to go down and wake him up. God will let things happen in our lives sometimes, but we got to go and disturb Jesus. And Jesus said, I've been trying to get your attention for 15 years. We can't brag on ourselves. You've got to brag on Jesus. I don't care how good you're doing something. You better give God the glory. I don't care how well you can do it. You never get perfect. Don't let nobody tell you nothing. See, some folks say, he's perfect, professional. I don't care how much a professional, he's human. Anything can fail. Anybody can fail. Don't let nobody fool you. I don't care how much you practice. It's that practice makes perfect. That's a lie. Practice makes, I don't care you've been on a basketball court every morning, you get up, you still ain't going to shoot every time you go up there. You ain't perfect. See, when talking about perfect in the Bible, talking about mature, that's all they're talking about. So you're going to mess up in this world. The Bible says, you say you ain't got no sin, you're making God a lie. Oh, you just mature in Christ. That's what it means. About mature, so you got to have Jesus. You got to lean on Him. We got to brag on the Lord. But what? My time gone. Lord have mercy. But let me tell you something. But what really got Paul to say this? I want y'all to watch this thing. What really made Paul say this? I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. If you back up just a little bit at that 11th verse. We started at the 13, but back up a minute. He said, now, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I'm in, wherewith to be content. In other words, I ain't speaking to y'all like just trying to get nothing, but I want you to let you know, I don't learn now. If you never send me nothing, I don't learn. If you never give me nothing, I don't learn now. Lord have mercy. Whatever state that I'm in, I be content. In other words, if I'm hungry, I know how to be content. If I got a belly full, I don't get lifted up in pride. If I got a little money in the bank, it don't get me lifted up in pride. You got to learn both ways, when you ain't got nothing and when you got something. Because a lot of folks now have learned. They have learned you can mess up when you get something. Ain't that right, y'all? Because some folks, you just can't give them nothing. If you give them something, they set themselves in another bracket. They walk over here with the common folks, but they get a little lump sum. They go in another bracket. Where they used to speak to you, they stop speaking to you. You got to learn how to be content when God bless you with stuff. Do y'all know some people who don't got a lump sum? Y'all know what I'm talking about. That's why we said lump sum, you know. Y'all know the rest, lump sum. Do y'all know some folks who got a lump sum? And then they start speaking to you? See, they haven't learned yet. See, sometimes things swear up folks' head. But Paul said, I know how to have money in my pocket. And still come by and shake your hand. I know, Lord, if I got a pocket full of dollars, I still can hug you and say, I love you, brother. But some of us, time we get $6 or $7, we pass by, you don't look at you no more. You got to learn how to be content. And then Paul said, when I'm empty, Lord have mercy. When you don't want to give me nothing, I still can come to church and say, hallelujah. I still can say praise the Lord. And some folks don't understand that. You know, sometimes folks come to church and they know their personal condition. They know their family having problems and sometimes just be a widow. Have children, she just barely making it. Lord have mercy. She's bad, but she's happy. Every time you see her, she's skipping the church, just happy, you know. Happy to be, you know. And you wonder, how come she's so happy? God Almighty. And I got all this and I ain't got no joy. I wonder how come she got joy. She would think she's somebody. No, she ain't nobody. She don't learn. She know that God can do anything. See, what she don't really learn, she don't learn that through Christ. See, not I don't got content. I know how to be down. I know how to be on the top. Paul said, I don't learn when I'm down on the bottom, at the base, at the base. I don't learn how to be at the bottom. I don't learn to wait on the Lord when I'm at the bottom.
Yeah.
You're going to laugh at me. You're going to call me everything but a child of God. Long as folks at the bottom, they call you nothing. But Paul said, I don't learn how to be right there.
Yeah.
And be content because God got power to get me up. You know, sometimes we get to learning when I'm on the bottom. But you got to learn when you're on the top, too. So sometimes when you're at the bottom, Lord have mercy. That's when Paul, God told the preacher, he said, Lord, I'm with you. Notice he didn't say, how I'm with you. Because when you're high, you got a lot of buddies. But when you're low, when you're at the bottom, when you're a base, when everybody puts you down, when you ain't got nothing, that's the time you better learn how to be content. We got to learn how to wait on God. That's all he's telling us. Wait on me. I know when to come see about you. You may be going through something right now. Listen to me good now. Y'all better listen at me. Look here. If you follow Jesus, you're going to hit the bottom sometime. Reverend, but I ain't going to claim it. You can claim it if you want. I said you're going to hit the bottom sometime. And you ain't got to claim it. Because you can make God out of lie. God said, they that live godly shall suffer persecution. You ain't going to beat Paul being a Christian. No, sir. Look what Paul said. Paul said, I don't learn to be empty. Let him know he was empty sometimes. I don't learn how to be full. I don't know how to be hungry. I don't learn how to be full. I know how to learn. If you follow Jesus, you're going to hit bottom sometimes. I don't care how you try to stay on the top. You can stay all you want. That's the one thing you can do, trying to stay on the top. Let God put you on the top. So I don't learn when I'm down to still be thankful. When I'm on the top to still be thankful. When I'm hungry. Every child of God ain't going to have a pocket full of money. Y'all better hear me. Well, God, do you love me? I said, every child of God ain't going to have a pocket full of money. Every child of God ain't going to have a bit of a house. Every child of God ain't going to have no two cars and even one car. Some child of God don't even know what a Maltese look like sometimes. They ain't going to have nothing. But they love God more than we love them. But that's God's business. That's what we got to understand. And we'll holler, the cows on a thousand hill, honey, and you ain't got nothing. No, I ain't got nothing. Ain't going to steal nothing. God ain't forgot you. Don't you let nobody, God ain't forgot you. God know what he's doing. We wait on the Lord. You got to learn how to trust God. Through him, I can do all things. I ain't got that, but through him, I can do all things. Don't let folks fool you all the time. That's what our Sunday school lesson is talking about. We always think, because we got a lot of things, that make you a Christian. They haven't got things. That don't prove nothing. We just some godliness. You just go at some holiness. Go at some peace. Go at some love. Go at some patience. Run at that. That's what the lesson told us this morning. We got to learn how to be content. We got to learn to wait on God. But some of us haven't learned yet. Let me tell you something. Young ladies, y'all listen to me good before I close. That's what done hurt a lot of y'all young ladies. Hurt y'all. We pounds going to hurt some of our young children. How, Reverend Walker? All right. We give them everything they ask for. That's right. I mean it. I ain't going to let Jane suffer like me. Okay, all right. Keep on giving her everything she asked for. Ain't going to let them come up like I come up. Some of them, I'm glad some of them ain't come up like you come up, you know. And all that stuff. All you looking at, nothing but getting things. That's all you're looking at, see. Let me tell you something. You give that child everything she wants, or everything special, a girl, you know what's going to happen. God's going to let her mess around and get a fella ain't got no job. We spoil about our own self. We spoil about ourselves. And then now here I got a helper. Now he working, but he ain't making but $100 a week. That's all he making. And you don't spoil him. And when you don't spoil him, he got to be bringing in, I said, about $1,000 a week when you don't spoil him. And then some women could spend faster you bring it in. I said some women. But you don't got a spoil. And now here you come. I ain't making, you ain't making enough money. We got to not to give your child everything they ask for. We mess them up ourselves. Because you don't know what's going to happen down the road down there. They look at things and holler, ain't got this and ain't got that. Wait on the Lord. And young folks, let me tell you this. Let me throw this in extra. Let me tell you something. You left home to be with your husband. Didn't you? Didn't you? Well, now, if you left home to be with your husband, now, your husband ain't making what your daddy made. Some of them. And not only that, your daddy been living 60 years. Because he's been in the house. Well, he don't bought a house, he don't got two or three cars, but you don't know how long it's taking to get that. He didn't jump overnight and got that. You got to wait on the Lord and believe that I can do all things through Christ. You got to learn how to be content with that husband you got and with that wife you got. You got to learn.
Amen.
And then you'll find out. Y'all know what, when I got married? Sister Lola called, you know what I had? Not a dime. You tell me, yeah, she married me too. Ain't had a dime. Ain't had a dime. I paid the preacher $3. That's all I had. Bad enough. Not a dime. Not a dime. And you know what? I ain't had no money. Dad ought to get no groceries. You know it too. You know what? She had $3. Yeah, she just read that. She had $3. She said, let's go buy groceries. Groceries. Got no money to buy no groceries. 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 Ain't got no money on groceries. But she got them $3 and we bought some grits. Lord, you know, I feel like a little man, you know. I ain't joking with you. I'm trying to tell you to be content. Not to matter, I'm a lazy, I've been working all my life. She didn't matter, no lazy man. But I just had to what? Wait on the Lord. I had to wait. And she bought them grits and the butter and a few more things, boy. I thought I was a little man, you know, got a little grocer coming in the house. You know. And hallelujah, I waited on the Lord. And I got to talking to the Lord. I said, Lord, I need a better job. God Almighty. And my dad-in-law, every once in a while, he come have my wife a little money, you know. And, you know, I was working, making $18 a week. $18 a week. And she going to have my wife a little money, you know. I know it, you know. She, I said, hallelujah. Well, I was thankful. Watch this. Watch the law. See, I ain't never left the law. Let it out! Hallelujah! I can have a thing about it. And when mission meeting time come, you know, we had a little three-room house. It's about to fall. That's right. It's about to fall. I've done a little work around there, keep things up and put water on the inside and all like that. God gave me a little knowledge and everything. And we have a meeting at the house. You know what my sister said? My sister said, you ain't shame. You ain't shame to bring folks over here. Well, that little shack we had, my wife kept it clean. You see, it wasn't no dices throwing in there. Wasn't no whiskey drinking going on in there. We had the Holy Ghost line in there. And I never forget an old preacher come out of Mount Hebron and I don't know where he come from and he wanted to eat some. I never forget it. Little old fella come down there, boy, and we carried him home with us. In that little regular house. I'd never forget. We sat down there, boy, and my wife fixed dinner for him. And we finished eating without acting the best. And he said, let's the best. Throw the place over. Bam. Just act. Let's pray. Never forget it. You ain't got to be ashamed of nobody what you got. If they don't want it, let them hit the road, Jack. You be thankful and wait on the Lord. That's all you got to do, wait on the Lord. Don't be in so big a hurry, wait on the Lord. It takes time to get things, folks. That's why we let him go on the way the little fella went. But all I'm got to say is I told the Lord, Lord, I need a better job. Boy, that means it's so good to know the Lord. Amen. Y'all didn't hear what I said. Yeah. See, through Christ. I'm trying to get y'all through Christ. Brag on him. I said, Lord, I need another job. I said, Lord, give me another job. Give me another job. Give me another job. And after a while, I knew I would get one. Sister Hawkins, God knows. I put my application on the wood line coming and know he's going to hire me. I don't know why. I just knew the Lord was going to give me another job. Why? I asked him. And after a while, Lord have mercy, I got a better job. Then they had to start leaning on dad law so much. Mother law. Ain't that right? You know I'm telling the truth. He let me have one of his cars and kept it on the road. Somebody come out and hit the first night. Bam! I'm just trying to tell you, boy, wait on God. The devil make it be so bad for you. The devil make it be so, you get so down. But you wait on the Lord! I don't know. I can do all things. Brag on him. Wait on him. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. God will lift you up in your Lord. How to be full. You may not have what the Joneses have. Wait on the Lord. I dare you to wait. And brag on him. Don't stop praising God because you ain't got what nobody else got. You brag on. Just keep on bragging on Jesus. That's all. Keep on doing good and brag on Jesus. After a while, he'll lift you up.
All right.
And when he lifts you up, can't nobody bring you down. I don't care how they talk about you. I don't care how they lie on you. Can't nobody bring you down. That's when I said, wait on the Lord and brag on him. Everything you got comes from God. Give him the glory. If you don't, he'll take everything you got. Paul was bragging on the Lord. I can do all things through him who has strengthened me. I've got strength. I may be down. And you say I ain't going to make it, but I got strength. See, through him, I'm still going. You say, he ain't going to make it, but I'm still going. Through him, I can do all things. Not myself, but through him. If I get high, Lord have mercy. I still can say, thank you, Lord. I'm still getting a little humble, thank you, Lord. So I know how to be up, and I know how to be down. Because through him, I can do all things who strengthen me. Because when you got a lot of money, you better have some strength. Ain't that right, y'all? Because you'll get lifted up in pride. The devil will tempt you, and you'll fall off in temptation. And then you'll make God sick on the stone. Be humble. Learn how to have both. And be content. Before I close, I want to tell somebody this. I know you feel a little down. You feel a little down because you may not have what the Joneses have. There's a lot of folks got things now. They get what they want now, ain't they, y'all? And you say, Reverend, I've been a Christian a long time. I ain't got nothing, but don't worry about that. You got Jesus. I mean it now. You got Jesus. Just wait on him. He may not never give you a Jaguar. He may not even give you a Chevrolet. You don't never stop trusting Jesus. Don't let things mess you up in life. Don't let them mess you up in life. Because they'll mess you up. Wait on Jesus. When he get ready to elevate you, he'll elevate you. And if you don't be elevated on this side, Lord have mercy. Oh, yeah. On the other side, oh, yeah. Brag on him, y'all. Oh, yeah. Everything you do, give him glory. Don't try to take his glory. You don't mess up when you take his glory. Paul was bragging on Jesus. That job you got, brag on Jesus about it. Don't holler, I went to school to earn this. You better give it to Jesus. Because he can wake, you can wake up one morning and don't even know your name. I don't hear a lot of them say that. I earned this. You better give it to Jesus. Well, I'm going to stop. Somebody here may need Christ for your Savior. You can't do nothing without Him. God knows you can't do nothing without Him. You need Him. In these last days, it's going to get worse. Y'all know that. It's going to get worse now. The Bible says, what you see now is going to get worse. It can't get no worse. Live and see. The Bible already don't say that. Now you're going to need Jesus for your Savior if you lost. God knows you're going to need Him. If you go through life and never go to hospital, never get broke, never get hungry, never need nothing, but when you die, you're going to need it. You're going to need it when you die. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, if you lost. When I say lost, that means you haven't gave your life to Christ to be your personal Savior. I'm asking you to come down and give your life to Him. Well, how, Reverend Walker, if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and confess that with your mouth, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Will there be one? Will there be one? Will there be one? Will there be one? Don't let the devil steal it from you. Will there be one? Will there be one? You ought to come now. Don't be ashamed. Amen. Don't be ashamed. I can't do but just tell you to come. Amen. I'm persuaded to tell you. Jesus told me to command you to. It's up to you. Amen. Will there be one? Hold on. Everything. I want y'all to hold out. Don't give up. It may be hard on you. It may be hard on you right now. Hold on. Hey, yeah. I want y'all to hold on. I don't care how bad it is. Oh, hold on. Yeah. Whoa. Lord, I don't care how hard it is. Hold on a little while longer. If you wait on Him. Yeah, yeah. Everything will be hold on. Yeah. A little while longer. Don't it get rough sometimes? But I dare you to hold on. I dare you to hold on. Hey, hold on, Lord. A little while longer. You ought to come. Through Christ, you can do it. If you wait on Him. Don't get in no hurry. Wait on the Lord. I can do all things through Christ. Rag on Him. Give Him all the glory. That's all He's saying. Give me all the honor. That's all He wants, young folks. You can't do it by yourself. Don't let the folks fool you. You can't do it by yourself. It's on Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Will? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Phyllis Foster, coming on Christian Experience.
Sister Foster, how you doing?